The honking of ducks. The thing to do with a secret is to swallow it, and just as you're not bothered by thoughts of a plum's progress through your intestinal tract, neither will you think of your sister running hand in hand with a strange man to the riverbank. And when your sister goes missing, you will have to borrow words to explain why you never told. And when the police say, "Who put those words into your mouth?" you will think only of the loveliness of weeping willows, the sweep of fronds over the sandy bank, all the fun you will have when your sister sets up house underwater and you have to swim through the clefts and rocks holding your breath against the squeeze. And when you come up for air, you will stand firm upon your promise and not allude, refer to, speak, or even write about your sister's sweet underwater life, but instead speak mysteriously about the mammalian reflex. How humans can survive in freezing water for longer than expected. Meanwhile, you wait with your mother on the riverbank. She says she will thrash you to get the truth out if she has to, but the secret has long turned to pip, to gravel, to stone. "Listen to the ducks, Mama," you say, trailing your hand through the water.